Good morning, everybody. Recently, I watched John McGivern on Channel 10. His stories are wonderful and took me back in time. I laughed. I cried. I was particularly moved when John told the story about his younger brother getting lost while picnicking at the state park. What a great storyteller John McGivern is. Thanks for all the years of providing me with my morning laughter. That's Margaret. John, good morning. How you doing?
How you guys doing?
We're doing fine.
Good.
Nice to see you. It's a pretty good run. You must be having pretty good crowds here.
It's great. It's been really fun. And, you know, if you saw the thing on Channel 10 on PBS, then it's probably half the show that you've seen, but there's news stories. And there's stories about June. I talk about the moment summer starts is the last that last day of school when the bell rings. And back when I was growing up, they would hand you that light green Archdiocese report card that on the back end of it, it said that you would pass from one grade to the next.
I remember that.
You ran home knowing that the rhythm of your life was going to change. And most boys in the neighborhood were really excited because Bartlett Avenue School Playground was going to open and you could go and play Foursquare or Batter in the Box. Mm. Or you go to the other end and you could play checkers.
About Batter in the Box.
Remember Batter in the Box?
I sure do.
Yeah. Or you could take a workshop in how to play chess, and then they would have chess tournaments in the afternoon. And all of that, I couldn't care less about. I was like, Batter in a Box. No, I want Barbie in a Box. I do. So, and then the boys in our parish were really excited because the Archdiocese, what they had was a pony league. So every school had its own little league team.
Wow.
Like we were the Saints Peter and Paul Popes. Come on, Popes! We must have been the best if we were the Pope.
I want to see the cap.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
And then we played the St. Mary Częstochowa Cardinals and the St. Eugene Bishops and the St. Hedwig's Padres. They'd play at Lincoln Park every Thursday night at 7 o'clock. So the boys in the neighborhood, the boys in the parish, I couldn't have cared less. I was only excited about one thing growing up.
What?
And that was water. I love to be in water. I love to swim. I love to dive. So there were sources of water close to our neighborhood. The first source was, of course, the sprinklers. Mm. Oh, come on.
Oh, we love sprinklers, too.
Don't you?
Oh,
do you
sure.
still?
Well, no. I haven't hopped around in one in a while.
How about the slip and slides?
Oh. Those hurt! That was like, set that up on a gravel path.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
My dad had the crappiest little sprinkler. First of all, it didn't sprinkle much, and the blades looked like razor blades, so everybody was afraid to come to our house because they thought they'd get their foot chopped off. And my father got it at the church rummage sale. He bought the sprinkler. It's a piece of crap, Dad. But the Seklinskys next door, they had one of those wands that went back and forth.
Oh.
You jump over again, and then finally you realize the best way to enjoy that sprinkler was to stand in the middle of it.
Was that the one that went back and forth and it was like a big arc?
Yes. Okay. Yes. But if you stood in the middle of it and asked him to turn it up, I love this feeling. There's something about this that's making me feel good. That was the first source of water that you could always find close to your house. The next source of water, my father said we couldn't go to, ever. We lived on Bartlett in Hampshire. And if you've ever been to the east side on the corner of Cambridge in Hampshire, there's this thing called the Boathouse. It looks, as a kid, we thought it was Noah's Ark. So if you ever go to the east side, get to Cambridge, go to Hampshire, there's a boat right there. And right down from the boat across the street is the railroad tracks, and then down the ravine is the Milwaukee River.
Oh.
My father, he'd say, no, don't ever go down to the river because there's bloodsuckers in the river and there's wild animals down there. It's like, come on! We went down there all the time. Every time we went down there, we'd walk into the house and my dad would say, you were at the river! It was like, how does he know? He could smell it!
It smelled.
So that was the second source that we never went to. We wouldn't go to the river. Well, that's what we told our dad. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
Third source was Bradford Beach. As a kid, get on our bikes, go up Kenwood Boulevard, down Lincoln Memorial Drive to Bradford Beach. It was every sort of person in the city, every size, every age, every color was at Bradford Beach. But the only constant at Bradford Beach was a man named Dick Bacon.
Oh, mm-hmm. God, yeah.
Oh, yeah. In the middle of April, he'd be sitting on the beach in these tiny little red trunks. Mm-hmm. They were really like I think it was the first Speedo he wore, Dick Bacon. And as a kid, I'd look at him and think, that's got to be a sin. What he's wearing's got to be a sin. He'd be there with that big aluminum shield getting tan in April. By the end of April,
February.
He was there. Oh, yeah.
January.
He was there year round.
See?
As a matter of fact, we have our own Dick Bacon story. He got arrested one time for indecent exposure. Oh. Carol, what did we do?
We took him as our guest down to Sunray Hills and did our show from the nudist camp and then so he could legally shed his clothing. And I was at sitting at a table.
We were clothed. We were clothed. Let's establish.
Right,
that.
We had okay. our clothing on, but I was sitting at a table, and Dick Bacon was off to my right, kind of leaning up against a counter at the time that the disrobing started. Mm. And it was eye level for poor Carol.
Was it?
I was just like, wow.
How'd that work for you?
Well. Not so much. I mean, just
Where was I?
Was a little bit
this?
More of Dick Bacon than I ever needed to see.
Was this one of those Friday things that you went out on Fridays to workforce?
It wasn't really a workforce. There weren't many people working there. Yeah, yeah.
Not only a man's name, but when said with the right inflection, is also a question.
Yes. Yeah. It is. It's almost descriptive, really. You know, it really is.
I talked to him in the winter one time, and it was snow all the way around, and I stepped inside his aluminum thing. It's probably about 60 degrees in there.
Was it?
Well, sure. The sun's coming in hard and real hot and
Keep going. I'm gonna give this to you.
Run with it, baby.
Hey, let me
anyway.
Tell you. Carol had her own water adventure this weekend. Did you hear?
No.
Oh yeah, she actually went whitewater rafting up in Iron Mountain, Michigan. She had planned this a while back, not knowing, of course, there was going to be.
Was it rough?
Oh yeah.
She almost died.
I thought there was a point in time when I thought this is not going to end well. I'm going to be a headline.
Oh no.
And
no,
but that was the last run when everybody got dumped. Up until that point, we had more fun and the guides were so great, but. The kids, everybody got plucked, but I spent, I did the whole quarter mile rapids by myself.
no boat.
No raft, really? No nothing. No, just a life vest and a helmet and some tennis shoes. Here
we
go.
Were they looking for you?
Yeah, they were. I was the last one to get rescued because I got stuck underneath the current and I kept. Okay. I should have known because I told Dave, you do a 10-foot drop into something called Hell Hole, and then you have to make your way through the Twin Sisters.
That's got to be a red flag right there.
It
does. We're going into Hell Hole?
We're going to take you down Hell Hole. Yeah, you know what? Where do they end up? I'll meet you there.
You have anything called Warm and Sunny?
Right. Do you have
Warm and Fuzzy?
How about no hole at all? How about just...
How about snuggle corner? Do you have a snuggle corner?
Do you have that?
How about pretty pond?
Yeah.
Right. Lucid pool. I'll take lucid pool.
Over hell hole.
Oh, Lord.
It was fun. We had a great time. It's something we'll talk about for the rest of our lives, man. Mm-hmm.
We never went rafting as kids. We never went down rivers. We never were in inner tubes except at the lake when we went up to the lake. Because as kids, you know, if we didn't go to Bradford Beach, what we would do almost every day of my youth in the summer, I would have a dime in my hand and a rolled up towel underneath my arm. And inside that towel was my boxer brief sort of swimming trunks with the little string on top and the pocket inside, and inside that pocket was a nickel, and I'd walk down Bartlett till I got to Locust. I'd cross the Locust Street Bridge and go to the most magical place in the world, which was Gordon Park Pool. The Milwaukee County Pool, called Gordon Park, was where I spent my every day of my youth growing up. It was the hugest, coolest pool, and from as long as I can remember, I was the littlest kid who could swim really, really well. And, you know, you go into these pools, and at 5 feet, there's always a rope that goes from one end to the other. And at that rope, you couldn't cross the rope unless you could swim. So, you know, I'd be walking past the lifeguard at 5 feet. He was on a stand, and the lifeguards, oh, my God. They were in those little red trunks and those wife beater T-shirts with the logo that's a Milwaukee County lifeguard. And they were always tan and blonde and handsome. And as a kid, I thought, I want to be a lifeguard. And I grew up and realized, to be with the lifeguard. They were yummy. They blow their whistles and say, no, you can't cross there. You can't swim. I can swim. No, go ahead. I can swim. Yeah, come on. Swim. And I'd swim and they'd be like, holy crap, you're good.
Did you dive? Were there diving boards?
6 foot, like 7 foot, and the high dive.
Really, the high dive?
600 feet in the air. It was huge.
I know.
It was huge. And Murphy Baumgartner, who was a lifeguard who lived in our neighborhood, taught me how to do a jackknife off the 6 foot.
Okay.
A swan dive off the 7 foot and a flip off the high dive.
Oh, no.
Then a flip and a half off the high dive. And then a back flip off the high dive.
Oh,
I was a little kid doing a flip and a half, and everybody was like, oh, God, who is it? Let that kid do that.
Let the little McGivern kid.
That kid's good.
He's going to be a professional diver.
He can't throw a ball, but can he dive? And it was magical, and it became even more magical a few moments in the summer when my father, in the middle of supper, would say, "We're all going to Gordon Park Pool." Whole family, dime in our hand. The towel rolled underneath our arm, would walk down Bartlett to Locust, Locust to Gordon Park Pool, and my brothers, my two older brothers and my dad, who couldn't swim, would stand on one side of that 5-foot rope and watch me do the jackknife and the swan dive. And they'd be, "How did you? Mm-hmm. When did you? How did you?" And I'd just say, "I'm really good." Mm-hmm. "Oh, yeah." And then at dusk, the lights of that pool would come on from underneath and from on top. And it was like an entirely different pool. And at 10 minutes to 9, we would leave Gordon Park so that we would leave before it closed, which was 9 o'clock. And we would go to the concession stand. And we would buy that roll of Stark candy with that nickel that was in. Ooh, I love that. You don't like the Stark candy?
You can't the
Nico wafers?
Nico
you
wafers.
You can't even say that to me without, look at this.
Oh.
Because that chalky taste. Ooh.
I love that. I love those things. The chocolate ones? They're the best.
Somebody just brought me those to the show last Tuesday. I had a benefit last Tuesday, and they brought me chocolate Nico wafers.
Lucky.
Lucky.
No,
I would always save a handful so I could go up to anybody the next day and say, Body
of Christ. Yes. Absolutely.
But we as a family would take a handful. All of us, all kids of my mom and dad would take a handful and put them in our mouths and get them full of spit and gob. And it was just a big mouthful of gob spit of Stark candy. We'd go over the Locust Street Bridge, and in the middle of the bridge, we would lean over
and
spit that into the Milwaukee River. Now, the reason, if you don't know, and if you've never tried this, you must. Because if you have a big gob of Stark candy spit in your mouth, and you drop it over the river before it hits the river, it separates into all the different colors. So 8 of us spitting Stark candy spit into the river before
it's like
it hit the river.
A little Stark carpet bomb.
It was completely just we as kids were like, it's like a little firework. And my father agreed. My father agreed to that. And it was, I look back at my Junes and my summers and my Milwaukee experiences. And it's all about
that is
enjoying
so cool.
Summer.